Let me put the nail in this coffin real tight. God hates a coward. God hates a coward. 21 and 8 says, but the cowardly and the unbelievers, murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. God wrote that. I did. Who leads the list of that ragtag mob? The cowardly.
Welcome back, everybody. To the, what is this, the 12th day of foolishness, the 12th day of rituals, the 12th day of games, like back in the old times during Rome, where they would have multiple days of games and sacrifices and rituals as the bread and circus, so the politicians can do what they have been doing. Since then, is manipulating the people, stealing land, preparing or terraforming for their new world order. I said this before, it has to be a sense of urgency when you follow this way. And regardless if you go slow, go medium, go fast, the time of his judgment is coming. As it said in scripture multiple times, he will not tarry. It is a set time that will not be moved earlier or later based on where you are in your walk. The Most High has said it, I think in Ezra Baruch, he said, I have planted these people at certain times. And if they do not blossom, if they do not come to me by the time I visit the world, then that's their problem. So it is on you to start showing a sense of urgency. Or if you want to F around and find out, that's on you too. That'll get your mustard seed to grow faster by the things that's coming upon this world. And the funny thing is, we haven't even gotten to the Most High yet. We haven't even gotten to the seven seals. We haven't even gotten to Armageddon. We haven't even got to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. We haven't even gotten to see the moon turn to blood and the stars fall from the sky. We haven't even gotten to Wormwood. And people already shook. I've seen a lot of people online talking about, oh God, just please forgive me because I don't know what's going on. And I said this before, and I said this in multiple episodes when I talked about Ezra and Baruch. The consummation of times, people will be in a state of confusion because they don't know what this matrix is. They don't know what this reality is based on. And I try to tell y'all, y'all need to start at least understanding basic numerology. Because once you see it, you'll be like, okay, that's them. This is not the Most High hasn't moved yet, but he's allowing them to terraform, to bring upon their new world order so they can have 42 months in the sun, 3.5 years. So he's allowing this to happen. People think the Most High's judgment is coming, but the Most High don't work and 33 numerology. Most High don't work and only prime real estate in California. The Most High ain't setting up smart cities. So with this whole California fire, and I pray and I hope that the Most High understands your burden, those who are washed in it. I hope the Most High is using this as a footstool for you to be exalted and to come away from this better than you ever had. I want those who are caught in these California fires to have your Job moment of having things taken from you and having things given to you multiple times and multiple times over, so you forget that these fires have taken your home, have taken your security. They're saying that, or the theory is that these smart meters had lithium batteries in them. And when heated, they can combust from the inside out. So they said this is the explanation of how certain fires or certain houses burned to the ground and neighboring houses weren't touched. That some of the trees and trash bins weren't touched. That it seemed like some of the fires were skipping across neighborhoods due to the fact that these lithium batteries and smart meters were overheating and exploding. That's one theory. The other is embers were flying. Did you know when you start a fire at a fireplace or a campfire, the little embers that fizzle up and then just blow in the wind, they said that's what happened. That's the reason why the fire jumps around. Didn't make sense either, though, but that's what they're saying. Now they went to some guy out of Kenya, California, was caught with a blowtorch trying to set more fires. So they want you to believe that some random man, some random homeless man, got hold of a blowtorch and has been setting fires or trying to contribute to the fires. It's almost impossible for one man to go to neighborhood, homeless, on foot, to start lighting random fires to the point that you see the fires being shown on TV is the cause for it. There's no way in the world this could happen by one man or one homeless man with one blowtorch. Now, what they try to get you with making this a relative moment for celebrities is having their houses burned down. But you don't know if their houses burned down because none of you know where they actually live. Even if they say, okay, Paris Hilton's house burned down, Janine Aiko's house burned down, you guys don't know where they live. You're just taking their word for it. But you don't think they had a heads up? You think Satan's going to let his little angels masquerading as light ever get, you know, come out of this harmed or be destitute or desolate? I hope you would be smarter than that. If the celebrities lost their homes, you would have to think that most of these celebrities don't really make as much as they think, as much as you think they make. Janine Aiko ain't produced an album, I don't know how long. You would think that they put these people in certain places when no one's buying, when no one's selling. You would think that the reason why most celebrities moved, or they had most people who are in that occult move to LA, like Jay-Z and Beyonce moved to LA. Wade and Gabby moved to LA. You know the reason why they move them to LA? Because they have prime real estate. They have mansions. They have homes. When people get sacrificed, when people move on, when people are no longer useful in the entertainment industry, they either sacrifice them or they move them somewhere else. And they have mansions, big mansions. They could just move people in. While they serve Satan, he has to help them promote a lifestyle. Like, I seen DJ Khaled's house on Miami. It's right across from the Fountain Blue. Big mansion. That mortgage at least about $56,000 a month. That mortgage is for those houses. I think it's Star Island or Fisher Island. One of those islands he's at. I've seen him hanging out outside. Like, you know, you get on a boat and you have to go through that little canal in front of Fountain Blue. You could see him out there. Now you're going to try to tell me he can afford that, being a DJ / producer who don't produce that many beats, who don't produce that many songs, who don't produce that many albums, especially music in the digital world. It's not like back in the day when Michael Jackson could show up at a concert and make people faint and be 100,000 to 200,000 people. And he'd take that money. It wasn't like when Michael Jackson acquired the Beatles' whole music catalog. It was not back then like when Michael Jackson came out. Like, the first week sales were like in the millions and 2 million and 3 million the first week of the sales of a physical album. Now you could just pick and choose what album you want. Then you got streaming services. They're not making that much money, especially when Kanye exposed all these 360 deals of keeping artists in perpetual debt. Same thing with Rick Ross. You think he lives in that big castle, in that big mansion from Wingstop? Because it's definitely not from his music. He doesn't sell enough. I think his highest grossing album was like, what, 300 to 400,000? That's not enough to even keep the lights on in the house. But they want you to believe this lifestyle. So when celebrities get moved around or they tell you that their houses was burned up, please, just know they got another house waiting for them. All they got to do is move them into a house that they were going to sell or were going to buy. There's a lot of real estate and a lot of mansions in L.A. They're trying to make it seem like they are one of you, which they are not, because they get a heads up. I bet you they moved all their stuff out of there, so nothing got burned up but the frame itself. But the one thing you haven't seen them do since they've been running out of water and the hoses aren't giving enough pressure for the water, you haven't seen them do not one chemtrail. I bet you they haven't been chemtrailing in that sky. If you from California, you going through this virus, have you seen a chemtrail plane yet? Have you seen them try the cloud seed? Which would make sense. If it's dry, you would cloud seed or you would chemtrail to induce rain. Especially when you have done it before, when 2 years ago, when California was going through flash flooding and torrential downpours, you would feel that they would be able to do it then. But nope. And then you come to find out that they were creating a smart city in 2028. It's not even Agenda 2030. They are trying to create a smart city 2028. And I said this about the Hawaii fires. I said this about the Hawaii fires and this damage in general when it came to those floods in North Carolina. I said that eminent domain, the government has the ability to come in and take up lands they do hazardous for habitation. That means that if your house is flooded and it's in prime real estate or a place that they want, they can come down with eminent domain. And if you don't know the justice system, if you don't know the laws of the land, you won't be able to fight it. I guarantee you they already have lawyers getting ready to write up and insert into courthouses eminent domain. They're going to snatch up those lands they burned and flooded. They fled the East Coast, burned the West Coast. And they've been telling you that they're going to do it through movies. Like I said before, the Mario Brothers, when Bowser came out, he was on the West. He was fire, representing fire. Then the little penguins was on the east. They came out with snow, but that's water. You combine them together, you get the star David, the star Rinfon, the star Shaun. You get the star of Moloch. And what is Moloch? The god of sacrificing. Particularly children. So you getting the most basic form of alchemy being worked on you. And if you don't know symbolism, if you don't know numerology, they've been predictive programming through those systems, through those symbolisms, that they were going to do this and people still didn't move. Or I know you couldn't move, but did you ask the Most High, hey, if there's anything coming, please alert me. Please secure my family. Show me which way I should go. Too many people worried about BS in this world and not understanding what's really going on. People more into gossip, celebrity gossip, gossip around locals, or gossip around this random people that you see on TV or YouTube, and worrying about emotionalism instead of being worrying about the things that they work behind, numbers and symbolism. If you know this, you can kind of know when certain things are going to come. How many wildfires did you see before you be like, all right, I ain't gonna move, I ain't gonna do nothing yet. I'll just wait for one more. The Most High gives everybody a chance to escape whatever fate that comes upon them. If they are not paying attention, if they don't have their ears to the ground, if they're not observing and watching as a watcher, what are you doing? Especially if you have a family. What are you doing? These things aren't going to stop. They've been moving. I tell you, every single month or ever so often, they move the line. They open one door, they close another. But the thing is, you people don't know that you're being walked through a door. And by the time you realize it, that door behind you is closed, so you can't escape. Because either your time is taken by work, or you're playing video games, or you're watching football games, basketball games, college games. You're entertaining yourself. When you could be finding out how this matrix works and come out of it fast enough so you can set your family up. Because you think they're gonna stop with those fires? If I knew they're gonna create a smart city by 2028, they gotta almost burn the entire place up. But I know one place ain't gonna get touched. It's Hollywood. Those studios not gonna get touched. They may sacrifice one, but those studios not gonna get touched. They're gonna still be able to. They need that money. Especially they need that avenue of media to keep you entertained. But they've been telling you their movies the last 5 or 10 years. George Bush been telling you the New World Order, New World Order. Hillary Clinton, New World Order, New World Order. George Bush Jr., New World Order, New World Order. And people are like, okay, yeah, whatever. Yeah, all right, no. And people think like it's going to be like a hostile takeover. That they're going to just bring out tanks and soldiers and UN soldiers to show up tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. It's gradual. They build it. Just like the Tower of Babel. Brick by brick, they built it. And what happens when people were building all the way to the top? Some people fell off. But they were more pissed that the man fell off, because then we had to go all the way back down to get another brick that he dropped and again bring him all the way back up. That's how it is with them. Now, the people that helped them build this Tower of Babel again, some of them die before it's time. Some people fall off, man. Some people get sacrificed. Some people aren't worth it anymore to help build Babylon, and they're sacrificed or ritualized. But they keep going. And while they keep going and keep building, what are you doing? Sitting there just watching them do it? Or are you waiting for the Most High to just, okay, let's knock all this down. But when he knocks all this down, where are he going to knock it on down to? On top of you, because you're standing there watching and not moving. He gives us the ability, especially through the Ruach HaKodesh, he gives us the ability to decide our fate, to discern when we should do certain things. That's why the Ruach wisdom or the Ruach Chokmah is a spirit. That's why the Ruach Binya is a spirit. But particularly the Ruach wisdom, the Ruach Chokmah, is mentioned multiple times in the books of Solomon. And the only way you can get wisdom is fearing the Most High. If you don't have fear of the Most High, you ain't going to know what's going on. You're going to be in a state of confusion, or as it mentioned in Baruch, a state of a stupor. Now, all on cross media, they're going to have these these buzzwords. They've been using apocalyptic, 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 apocalyptic. They keep using this word because they want you to associate it with the Bible. They want you to believe that this is the end time already, so they can bring the Antichrist, so then you can look at him as the Savior, Yahusha. And I said, the Most High haven't started to cook yet. He's just allowing them demons, the chief demons, the prince demons, the king of demons, to work his will. This, I said this before, this is like a training ground for some of us. before we get to the real show. This is just a scrimmage, a practice. And if you are consumed spiritually and emotionally by the practice, I'm going to feel sorry for you when we get to game time. Now, this is one of the ways I know that this is predictive programmed and they've been wanting to do this. It's through the movies. The Avatar series. The next installment of it, you know what it's called? It's called Fire and Ash. That's what the movie's called. Fire and Ash. And they didn't just come up with this title after the California fires. No. They were working on the fourth installment of this franchise when they were shooting the second and third. That means they already had the script 3 to 4 years ago. That means they already knew what they were going to call it, Fire and Ash, before the California fires turned Cali into Fire and Ash. I said the same thing when I brought up Avatar, The Way of Water. I said there's going to be some floods coming and there's going to be some rains. But they were going to flood somewhere. I was thinking New York, but they were going to flood somewhere. It happened to be California and happened to be the East Coast. When Avatar, The Way of Water came out, I said this before in Big Short. I said they're going to make a big play because Michael Burry, at the end of that movie, his one commodity that he invests in is water. They tell you straight up, you got to read behind the lines. You got to read behind the entertainment to see what they're actually talking about. All these movies about climate change to get you focused on that the climate is going to be changing soon. All of a sudden, they had all these movies come out, 2012, Geostorm, all these movies that show you they manipulated weather. They even had the movie Twisters come out from the original Twister movie. And what did you see? Them trying to kill tornadoes by sending drones or something up in it to release something in the ionosphere. But they do it reverse. They encourage twisters and storms and hurricanes. Then all of a sudden, what you get? We get all these record-breaking twisters and tornadoes that show up in the Midwest, some in the East Coast, some in Miami and Florida. And people think that's normal. So this whole Fire and Ash is supposed to be a civil war between the Na'vi. It ain't even against the humans anymore, really. It's about the Na'vi against another tribe of Na'vi. And when they showed you the small previews, it was fire raging across forests. That means they've already been predictive programming they want to do this. But people are slow. They want to F around and find out. They want to find out if there's a most high through devastation and desolation. Fine. If that's your avenue, that's the way you want to go, go for it. There is a reason why there's a book of Lamentations in Scripture. Maybe you should read the book of Lamentations. Because while you're being entertained by this world and not, you know, using a sense of urgency, you are going to be singing your shoulda, coulda, wouldas in the book of your Lamentations because you did not heed the warnings fast enough. That when he planted you, you didn't grow in the time or the season you're supposed to grow. It won't stop. I'm telling you, it's going to get worse than this. You wait till they start having these false flag or these ritualized protests from a religious standpoint. When the Muslims start protesting against Jews, when Jews start protesting against Muslims, when Christians start trying to jump in and hand, it's going to be people or it's going to be bodies in the street. It's going to be bodies on the ground. You think this man running into a crowd at 3 a.m. was going to be the end of that? You think a guy blowing up a Tesla truck in front of the Trump Tower is going to be the end of that? Like I said before, they turn the volume up. They turn the frequency up. They move the bar little by little so you normalize everything. In the last 72 hours, the Cleveland Zoo caught on fire. Miami Airport parking lot caught on fire. I don't even know how that is even possible. Two or three cars caught on fire, burnt to a crisp. I'm talking about like it was burning for at least hours on top of hours before anybody extinguished it. The Bronx, 3 o'clock in the morning, had a fire. Bronx apartments. Texas power station. The day after the California fires, had a fire. Puerto Rico. Some woman was arrested from America, from Missouri, because she had gotten a tussle or a confrontation in a Puerto Rican bar. She set a couple of businesses on fire. And they just happened to arrest her not too long ago. They want you to get your mind off the fact that they've been manipulating or managing the California fires. They want to burn that whole place up. It ain't judgment. It's just y'all letting these people do exactly what they want to do. To build Babylon. So they're going to set all these fires, all these little disasters, and make you think that, I don't know what's going on. What's going on? I'm confused. But those who are in this Ruach HaKodesh, those who are in the Torah, those who are in these statutes, aren't even worried. Because we won't be singed. We won't be burnt. This is our trial. When you go through your trials and tribulations on physical matters, that's just us having our Job moment, having our faith tested. You should take it as a badge of honor. Because he's not testing everybody, especially through faith and loyalty and discernment and obedience. He's outright just judging. You think the people or the multiple people who had their homes burned up were following the Torah, were following statutes and commandments, who weren't doing pagan holidays? Isn't it funny that after Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, three major pagan holidays, three major demonic worships of unclean foods, of false and Greek idols? You think that all of that is not going to give the spiritual right for demons to possess and destroy? Or should I say, with Satan steal, kill, and destroy? That's a setup. That's why they love these rituals around this time. It's a way that you can catch people in sin, catch people in idolatry. And the Most High allows it to happen because what? He has no respect of persons. If you do not follow his way, you are accounted with the reprobates. So everybody who's getting their houses destroyed, singing their shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and their boo-hoos, most of them, I would say 90% of them, were not following the Most High, did not call out to the Most High. And even through their devastation and desolation, they still didn't get on their knees and pray. I bet you they wouldn't. Because what they did is grab their phone and get ready to post for a sob story. So all these GoFundMe's going to get start setting up. Then you see the GoFundMe scams going to start setting up. Then you see our own people, Negroes, going up in houses, snatching other people's possessions that have abandoned their houses or homes. Trifling. But the society has created members of, you know, the society has created these type of people. When the economy is trashed, hyperinflation is kicking in. And I said this before in the books of Baruch, chapter 27, there was going to be much raping, R-A-P-I-N-E, which is stealing, theft. And these things are going to be intermingled with the other devastation and things that people are going to be doing mixed in together over a period of time. But he wasn't lying about what he said was going to come, and it's starting to come. It's just said that our people have to be the ones on camera stealing stuff out of people's houses, flat screen TVs, stuff that some of the houses weren't even burnt or touched with fire, but they were going in them and snatching them. People who were evacuated from their homes. I will say this. If you happen to be caught in a fire, look at it as the fire that's going to turn you into gold, as is mentioned multiple times in scripture, like Zechariah 13:9. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. And I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, Yahuwah Elohai. If you are caught in these fires, or a period or a season of desolation or devastation, call out to Yahuwah. Job 23:10, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. If you're going through a trial, be prepared to come out as gold, worth more than you were when you were in this world. Wisdom of Solomon 3:6, as gold in the furnace has he tried them and received them as an ascending smoke offering. Do not let this fire deter you away from your faith, your obedience, your discernment. 4 Ezra 16:73. Then shall they be known who are my chosen, and they shall be tried as gold in the fire. When the Most High comes back to visit this world, it will be not through water, it will be through fire. If you are trapped in LA, in the West Coast, during these fires, This is your proving moment. Do not be like Kepha. So I'm going to rely on the Most High and then fall because you gotten possessions taken away. That's why I talked about the stories of Job, David. Do not let these unclean spirits, these unclean rocks, lean upon you and your family. Because they're looking at and seeing and observing your devastation. Show them you do not see in the physical form. Show them that you're relying on Yahuwah Elohaka, Yahuwah Sevaot, El Gabor. To put you on a rock. To show your enemies his Yeshua. So then you could be set on fertile ground in your abundance, in your obedience, in your faith. I pray the Most High covers you, blesses you, holds you up. So that you could be a testimony for those who are going through a similar situation, that there is a Yah, that there is one Elohim, that there is one Savior. I'll see y'all next week.